Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
What's up, everyone? Welcome. Welcome to the Boss Up Babe show. We are a bi-weekly show dedicated to all you lady entrepreneurs, you innovators, you hustlers. I see you. This show is exactly for you, I promise. And if you are listening today, your life, your business, your health is about to really boss up to the next level of awesomeness. Every single week, you guys, well, every bi-weekly, I guess I should say, we take deep dive, you know, into conversations that include money, relationships, business, health, sex, resiliency, you name it. We're going to talk about it because that's what you women need to hear. But of course, today I have an amazing guest with me. I'm so freaking excited to introduce her. So I'm going to get right to it. With that, we're going to bring on my guest and Boss Babe business strategist, Susan Dwyer. And Susan, welcome to the show. What's up, girl?
Thank you so much for having me. So happy to be here.
100%, 100%. You guys, today my guest, she's a business expert. You know, her name's Susan. You guys can scroll down below and get all of her contact information. If you hear what she's got to say and talk about today, definitely reach out to her. But specifically, we're going to talk about marketing do's and don'ts. We're going to talk about the biggest threats to small business owners. And of course, we are going to talk about how you can cut through the BS of business and start making money, because a lot of us took that scary leap in COVID and we're like, we're going to do this thing called a business, and you're probably still, you know, like surviving. And hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll have a little bit more clarity. But you guys, Susan, she's the founder and CEO of Be a Beacon in Your Industry. She comes to us with over 20 years of experience in the business development and marketing world. She is a business coach, consultant who has been practicing for 17 years, puts me to shame, and of course has helped thousands of companies really boss up and get to the top performance. So with that, Susan, I always have a fun question to kind of get the party started, if you will, since we don't have any tequila and it's maybe in the middle of the day, but we're going to start with a juicy question. What is, and if you even do it, right? What is your word or affirmation of the year? If you do it, what is it? Tell us now. And if you don't, tell us why you don't believe in that.
Oh God. Affirmations are like my go-to 100%. So this year it's conquer. Conquer is my word this year, because we can plan. We can put every idea, everything out there. We can literally put all of these great little tidbits of information out there. But until we decide in our brain that we're going to conquer our goals, we're not getting anywhere.
100%. Oh, you guys, that is so good. Like a one word statement that pretty much sums up freaking like awesomeness at its best. The reason why I thought about that question is I just got accepted into the 100 Most Powerful Women Club. We'll call it a club membership, whatever that is. And of course, their very first thing was, let's set an affirmation for the next 365 days. So do you mind if I share mine with you?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Because I feel like the more I say it, the more it obviously ingrains that belief. So here we go, you guys, if you're listening. I am a badass boss babe who looks like a million, feels like a million, impacts a million, and is going to make a million. So there it is. I love that affirmation. I've been saying it every chance I get. So thank you for sharing your word with me. I truly believe that you're going to conquer this world, and it's going to be a pleasure just to have interviewed you on today's show.
Well, thank you, Adair.
100%. All right, let's dive in, right? Every woman, every badass woman has, you know, a story and a journey, and they all get to where we're going, you know, for a reason. So tell me a little bit about your story and your journey and where you are today.
Oh, absolutely. So I've been in business development and marketing for over 20 years. I was actually running in a really successful marketing firm. And, you know, life threw me like a boomerang, basically saying, you know, like kind of, you're going to have to change things up here. You're working too many hours. You're not able to have any downtime for yourself. You're not able to do the things that you need to do or you want to do. And you're not going to be able to help as many people as you want to help. So I decided to make a transition into coaching and consulting because let's face it, I'm a redheaded female. What else am I good at besides telling people what to do? Right. So I was like, this works for me. This works for me. So I kind of went with it. But I realized I was able to help so many more people by being able to be in this role instead of taking all of that time doing all this fulfillment work for people. I was like, I would rather empower other people to learn how to do this because it's the whole like, you know, I can teach you to fish, which is great, but I'm going to teach you how to fish when the fish are good.
Yeah.
And you're going to learn how to fish when the fish are good. But I want to teach you how to fish when the fishing is bad. I want to teach you how to fish when it is hard. I want to teach you how to fish when you're going to throw your net 10 times and get maybe a guppy if you're lucky, but be happy about that damn guppy. All right. I want to teach that. Yeah. And that's when I really wanted to make that transition into having people truly understand the difference between inbound marketing and outbound marketing. And so that's where kind of like Beacon kind of came in with COVID. Too many people were doing really pushy sales routines, right? Like lots of those inbox messaging, like crazy, like, oh, here, buy my stuff. It's like, no, thank you. I don't want it. Right. And there was so much of that going on and people lost their way on how to actually like grow their business successfully. And then when people made that transition into business ownership because of COVID, you know, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know where to go. And I created Beacon, where Beacon was a course that has now turned into an empire.
I love that.
Which is great. We're doing the right thing and we're helping the right people. So I'm happy to do it.
100%. You know, and I feel it's so true. Like my inboxes, my DMs, like my email, everything went from I'm a grassroots marketer by heart, right? Which is just networking and building relationships to holy crap, I've got to pivot my business and really get this online stuff done. You mentioned in your story, inbound and outbound marketing. Now we're talking to all levels of lady bosses here, right? We've got starters, we've got major, you know, empire builders. So just get specific. What is an inbound, like what's inbound marketing and what's outbound marketing?
Okay. So inbound marketing is creating something that is basically like a lead magnet, creating something that draws people to you compared to outbound marketing, which is the inbox messages, email marketing campaigns, aggressive text marketing, data scraping information. And the problem is that, you know, we've gotten so far into heavy outbound marketing that people stopped learning how to inbound market. Which is why Beacon is called Beacon. So there used to be inbound marketing strategies used to be called lighthouse method of marketing. Hence the Beacon, the lighthouse.
Yeah.
That's my brand. So we changed it up and we're like, hey, we're going to teach you guys how to do the correct type of inbound attraction marketing to make people fall in love with what you do instead of trying to force your crap down their throat. Right?
Which is just ugly and pushy. I mean, and that's what gets like that nasty salesy feel, I feel, you know, like when it becomes unnatural and it's just like, am I even talking to the person that I think I'm talking to? Like, oh, right. I don't know. Thank you for dumbing it down. Cause I know sometimes I had a boss one time, cause I used to be in marketing. He's like, what's the difference between marketing and advertising? And I just forget, right? We talk that lingo and sometimes we forget, like, I don't even know the difference. So thank you so much for that. Okay. So let's get into it, right? How can we grow our business 2022, right? We feel we all are like ready to step in. They probably spent a year and a half figuring out now what they want to do and how they want to like, hopefully, you know, build their legacy or support their families even at this point. But how can we grow our businesses in today's world?
Well, one of the first things is stop selling. People have to realize that you are not in the business of sales. No company is in the business of sales. every company is in the business of either providing a service or providing a product. Right. When you look at yourself as a provider and not a salesperson, you change the ability to have conversations with people, and you change the people's ability to have a conversation with you.
Right.
So one of the big things that people really forget is to listen. Listening is very difficult for most people. If you don't listen to what the problem is, it's like you're literally the doctor having a patient walk in and you're diagnosing them, and there is no, zero information, and you're telling them that you know what's wrong with them. No, you don't. You have no clue. So yeah. Listen to what they're telling you is wrong, because they will tell you what they need without question. And if your service or your product is what they need, they will buy it every time, as long as you give them the ability to say what they need to say and be heard.
And I think that that's a lot of what, when I'm on, we'll just call them sales calls, even though I call them really clarity calls, because they're clarity for me and you, right? Like the opposite. And I'm like, I may not want to work with you. We may not be the same cup of tea. And so it's really, it gets us really clear. But, and even my epiphany calls at the end of the day, like it's just a conversation. And so many women will say, Carissa, I like, for the first time in a long time, have I feel like you're like listening to me. You're like truly, like you just repeated back what I was just jumbling out. I'm like, yeah, I think part of that is listening. So you are spot on with that tidbit of advice. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we do come back, we are going to go into how people can obviously first off get a hold of you. If they're like all over the place and they have no idea probably what their brand is, how to market it, how to do these things called sales. And we're also, of course, we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts in business. We're going to pick your brain on your best kept secrets. And we can, of course, continue on the conversation with how to grow your business in 2022. So you guys, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Daily Hustle is a global health coaching company helping purpose-driven women boss up and get healthy so that they can truly show up and thrive in the world. We help women lose weight, gain energy, and feel sexy and confident in their bodies. We help women create sustainable habits that support a positive mindset, nutrition, exercise plans, stress relief, and of course, self-care. If you're tired of feeling like a failure when it comes to your weight loss and health goals, please visit our website at 365dailyhustle.com or join the Healthy Hustle Facebook community today for healthy tips, recipes, workouts, and more.
I'm interviewing business strategist and marketing expert Susan Dwyer. And today we are talking about business growth. We're talking about marketing. She literally just on her break said, she said, I could talk about marketing all day long. I'm a kind of a geek at marketing like that. I'm like, oh, on my way with health. So I totally get it. So, you know, right before break, if you missed her story, if you missed, you know, her passion, definitely go back and listen to the first half. I know these shows go so fast, but we were just talking about how we can step back from what we think we need to do in 2022 and really boss up. And she's giving us some great tips along the way. So tip number one, she said, stop selling and start listening, which is crazy. So Susan, what would be another tip for entrepreneurs who are trying to grow in 2022?
Absolutely. So when you realize that you can stop selling everyone, realize that you should stop selling everyone. Not everyone is your clients. And if you can really niche it down to speaking to the right people, the right messaging, the right conversations that you're going to be having, they will hear you and they will want to work with you. They will want to buy whatever it is that you're selling them, right? Mm-hmm. A good salesperson can sell, you know, ice cubes to Eskimos, right?
Yeah.
That's just how it is. So if you are making sure that you're having the right conversations to the right people, whatever it is that you're going to be offering them, they're going to be interested in it. You just have to make sure you're having the conversations with the right people. Right. And unfortunately, people just say like, for an example, I'm a business coach. I cannot even tell you how many people are like, oh, let me help you rebuild your website. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, no, I don't need your help rebuilding my website. Yeah. But they keep coming at me over and over again because they see that I'm a business coach. So it's that instead of saying, hey, let me help you rebuild your website, say, hey, I just redid these websites for some clients of mine. I would love to get some feedback. We're coaches, right? Business coaches, any kind of coaches, right? What do we want to do? We want to help people.
Yeah.
So if you want to connect with the right people, have the right conversations for the right people, know that not everybody is your client. Even if they're not your client, they might be the person that's going to connect you with their right clients. Right. So just make sure you're having the right conversations with the right people. And if you do that, you will find that you will have an absolute increase in sales. Plus, you'll have a great referral source on an ongoing basis, because you should have at least 7 streams of revenues coming into your company. Mm-hmm. And usually those can come from outside referral sources and affiliations.
I love that. And you kind of busted the whole, like, the biggest challenge that I faced as a coach in 2018 was thinking that I could coach everyone. And we know that we probably could, right? But that's like, I can make a buck here and I can make a buck there. And I was just chasing and I was creating programs for every single person. And I just felt so overwhelmed. And I was like, why can't this thing be so easy? And it literally, like, every coach of mine was like, niche down. I'm like, but I can help. And they're like, shut up and niche down. And it literally, Susan, it wasn't until this year where, yes, I've made income, right, in the last 3 years. But holy hell, when I got so clear on who my people are, like, who are the women I even like to help, huh, right, breakthroughs, 20K, it was unstoppable. I was like, oh my God, this is easy. Like, this whole thing called growing business is easy. And it made those sales calls not so weird.
It made them fun.
Yeah, they were fun conversations. I'm like, yes, I want to help you. And they can feel that too. So you guys, number one strategy for bossing up in 22 is to stop selling, start listening. And the second one that our expert gave us was, you know, really get clear on who you want to serve, who you like to work with, and just stay in the pool that you're good at. Don't try and jump from playground to playground. But hey, before we dive into do's and don'ts, why don't you give us a quick shout where people can find you? What's the best source outlet that people can find your company and you at?
Absolutely. So you can find me on beabeaconinyourindustry.com or even suzannedwyer.com. Those are two of my websites. We have a ton of information on there. And of course, on social media, I am super active on social media. I do have my team that works with me on social media, but of course I like to pop in there also and surprise people with some messages that they're like, cool VA work. And I'm just like taking a picture. I'm like, no, really, it's me. Hi.
I love that. You guys. Find her, seek her, follow her. You know, I'm a huge believer in we are the sum of the 5 people we hang with. So if you're trying to grow your business, start picking people like Susan to follow. And then if you realize that you are her cup of tea and that you guys would work really well together, definitely don't be afraid to reach out. So with that, do's and don'ts, some of my favorite things. What should business entrepreneurs or businesses be doing? I mean, we kind of talked about, but what do you think the biggest do's and don'ts are?
Okay. So number one, as far as developing your business, you absolutely need to make sure that you are creating systems that are going to support your business growth, not with what you're doing right now in your business, but what you plan to do within the next 3 to 5 years. And the reason why I say that is because companies get either caught up in the minutiae of trying to find new softwares when they've already outgrown their systems, or they just sign up for all of this free crap that doesn't actually serve them, doesn't have any organization skills whatsoever, and then they become stagnant. And a stagnant company is a dead company.
Yeah,
you have to be in that uptick. You have to be ready to move and to grow. So be aware of what you want to plan for yourself. Like, where do you see your company in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years? Know what that end goal looks like, mm-hmm. and prepare your company for that. Find the right systems that are going to support you from day one to year 5. Okay. Don't try to reinvent the wheel as you're growing.
Yeah. Systematize, automate, and make everything as much as automated as possible. Right.
Oh, 1,000,000%. Yes, absolutely. If anything that you can automate, automate. I mean, I have found some amazing systems that I can tell you that if it could pour me a glass of wine, I would marry it because it does everything. It automates all of my sequencing. It handles all of my stuff for me, my follow-ups, my email marketing, everything in one space that I never have to worry about. And it makes my life easier. It allows me to run my four organizations seamlessly, where I do not have to worry about anything. It just automatically does its job.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? You guys are listening. You're like, I need this. Susan, what is your number one tool that you use? Like your biggest automation tool?
Go high level.
Go high level. All right.
Go high level.
Go high level.
Yep. They have done an amazing job.
Oops, sorry. They do a great job, you guys. And if I'll make sure I DM Susan too and get that so that we can put that in the notes for a suggestion. And if she has an affiliate link, of course, you send that over to me, girlfriend, and I'll add it. But anyways, all right. Any more do's and don'ts that you really feel that's super important?
Yes. Another big, huge don't in business is jumping from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. If people don't know what you do, they don't know what they're buying. Okay. And now I know there's a lot out there with affiliate marketing. There's a lot out there with multi-level marketing and things like that. You really have to find what it is that speaks to you and stick to it.
You jump
from one thing to the next. People don't know what to believe. People don't know what is reasonable information. They don't know what is reliable information from you. So if you love health and wellness, stick to health and wellness. If you love business strategy, stick to business strategy. Right. Whatever it is that is your thing, stick to that and build in that space. The more you hop and bop around, the less likely people are to actually be able to understand you, create a following with you, and actually create a synergy where they trust you to be able to buy anything that you have to offer.
I love that. You guys stay in your freaking lane.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. Put the blinders on and stay in your stinking lane. I do find that that's probably a big challenge for me. I think that entrepreneurs, right, we're creators, we're developers. I'm a big visionary, think 10 times down the road. So I'm like, man, am I that? I got a podcast, I got a TV show, I got my coaching programs. But at the end of the day, it's all about that helping, you know, babes boss up to the next level. So that's how I'm rationalizing in my head, but we'll totally have to have a conversation about that afterwards. Okay, so something I noticed that I love, and if you don't say it, I'm going to point it out, but what would you say is your biggest boundary that you set for your business? I've already noticed it myself, just knowing you for a couple of months, really well. We've known each other for about a year or so, but what would you say your biggest boundary is that would help you really get it all done?
Okay, so number one is that I make sure that I take time for myself every single freaking day.
Yeah.
If I did not do that, I have the beach, thankfully, yeah, because that for me, I need to be by a body of water or I will find myself next to a body. I will kill someone. I need that space. Okay. But I've created these healthy boundaries for myself to make sure that I give myself the ample time that I need to be able to take care of myself and my well-being. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, because if I'm not healthy, if I'm not able to take care of myself, if I'm not in a good space, a good mindset, or anything of the sort, there's no way I'm getting done everything that I have to do to run this multi-million-dollar organization.
Right.
There's no way that I can. There's no possibility. So I set those boundaries for myself, and I get up at 3:45 every morning. Mm-hmm. I work out 4:00 in the morning. I make sure that I write out gratitude every day. I grab a cup of tea every morning and I watch the sunrise over the ocean before my phone gets touched.
Love that. Love that.
I always make sure to do that.
That is like an amazing, it's a bunch of habits, you know, that she just said, but you know, it's a ritual. It sounds like it's her before she even starts her business day, before she's checking email. And, you know, of course she's just screaming to my heart that says, I take care of me, because that makes me super happy as a weight loss and wellness coach. However, one thing that I want to point out that I notice is that when I send you an email, I don't automatically, like you have an automated system that says, hey, I'm super busy. busy. I will get back to your email. Just trust, like, what, you know, it's like fancy, awesome words. But I'm like, dang, she's got something that's like, hey, I see you and I'll get to you when I have that time. But it kind of shows that you're not on demand. Like, you don't work at, you know, at somebody else's pace. You take it at your pace. And not a lot of people do that. So hats off to you, girlfriend, for figuring out that solid work boundary for sure. So with just a little bit of couple, like literally 2 minutes that we have left, what's the biggest strategy for you that you do that keeps you motivated in your business or businesses? Biggest way to stay motivated.
Absolutely. So I create a big vision for myself. I create my vision plan for 1 year, 3 year, and 5 years. And I keep it in front of me at all times. I use every morning when I meditate, I give myself an extra 5 minutes to visualize exactly what it looks like, smells like, tastes like. Love in the it. Next 5 years, what is it all going to be? And I give myself the ability to encompass it into my life. And that it there's no excuses when you do that.
Mm. And what, I mean, you came in and you were like, hey, I'm going to conquer the world. That's my word. How would you, what's one word that you would encourage women to use this year? Maybe they're not quite ready to conquer it, but what's a good word to leave women with today?
Perspective.
Mm,
get clear on your perspective. Understand that other people's perspective is not your perspective and it never freaking needs to be.
So good. So good. Susan, thank you so much for being such an amazing guest. I'm definitely going to have to bring you back on, pick your brain on so many other topics. So thank you for being such a beautiful guest on Boss Up Babes.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
100%. You guys out there, if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love your rating and review. If you are digging my style, my energy, my passion, my no BS approach to living your best life, please go out, subscribe to this. You can always catch all the replays on over 50 different listening platforms. You can watch this episode on motivationandsuccess.com. And if you are a woman who is looking to boss up and get fit in 2022, you know who to call. It's your favorite fit girl, Carissa Atkins. Y'all have a fantastic day. Until next time, stay thriving and of course, stay healthy.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Atkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.